MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A big win for oil and gas comes as New Mexico Appeals Court rejected a lawsuit alleging the nation's number two oil-producing state failed to meet constitutional provisions for protecting against oil and gas industry pollution. A panel of three judges on the New Mexico Court of Appeals found it was beyond the judiciary's authority to weigh whether the pollution controls are adequate, writing that the state constitution directs the legislature to balance the benefits of environmental regulation with natural resources development. Environmental activists vowed to appeal the matter to the state's top court. An emergency class action lawsuit filed by six former officers against the Carlsbad Police Department is calling for the Eddy County Sheriff's Department to assume control due to a significant shortage of officers at CPD. The lawsuit claims, as of May 27th, the city admitted there were 36 people unemployed by the Carlsbad Police Department and were advised an additional estimated number of approximately 20 people would be resigning. The lawsuit claims the number of officers resigning poses a security and safety risk to Carlsbad residents and officers. The lawsuit was filed by Danny Garrett, Andy Carver, John Sneathan, Brian McCarthy, Mike Langlitz, and Richard Cage. Eddy County District Judges Anne Marie Lewis, Lisa B. Riley, Jane Schuler Gray, and David Finger all recused themselves from the case on May 30th. So the case has been moved to Lee County District Judge Efren Cortez in Lovington. And for the first time since 1979, Artesia voters rejected a mill levy to fund operations at Artesia General Hospital, according to unofficial results from the Eddy County Clerk's Office. The vote was 638 against and 605 in favor of on June 4th. The results of the election will be canvassed during a June 10th special meeting of the Eddy County Commission. The New Mexico Department of Game and Fish is giving anglers a way to fish for free this weekend. From June 7th to June 8th, people will be able to fish for free in public fishing waters as part of Free Fishing Weekend for National Boating and Fishing Week. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.